From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Recovery continues in Puerto Rico. Well, sometimes laughter is the best medicine, even amidst the wreckage of Puerto Rico, as various agencies, including from the U.S. federal government, pass out relief supplies to people still struggling from the devastation of Hurricanes Irma and Maria. Puerto Rican officials grappling with recovery efforts from the two powerful back-to-back storms are calling on Washington to lift a ban on foreign shipping between U.S. ports as a way to alleviate fuel, food, water, and medical supply shortages on the Caribbean island. Ricardo Rossello is the U.S. territory's governor.
It was a Category 4, Category 5 hurricane right after another Category 4, Category 5 hurricane. It was a complete devastation across the board in Puerto Rico that really limited our resources and limited our capabilities.
Despite the presence of federal disaster relief officials in the U.S. military, the island of 3.4 million continues to go largely without power. Representatives from Twitter are due to speak today with members of the House and Senate Intelligence Committees in connection with the ongoing probes into Russian meddling in last year's U.S. elections. The closed-door sessions follow similar briefings earlier this month with Facebook, which has also agreed to provide lawmakers with 3,000 Russia-linked ads involving divisive social and political issues that were placed on its platform. The Trump administration Wednesday proposed admitting no more than 45,000 refugees next year as a security measure. It is the lowest number proposed since the U.S. refugee admission system was established in 1980. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi on Wednesday demanded the independence referendum held Monday in the autonomous northern Kurdish region be annulled, calling it unconstitutional. Final results showed nearly 93% voted yes to the independence. Hindrin Mohammed, the head of the Independent High Elections and Referendum Commission, congratulated voters on the success of the process. Turnout exceeded 72%, but former Ambassador David Mack, a scholar at the Middle East Institute, said vote totals were much higher in the pro-Kurdish provinces of Erbil and Duhok, less so in Sulaymaniyah.
People I have talked to say that the turnout was much lower in Sulaymaniyah. So that's an important factor that needs to be reflected in the analysis on this.
Kurdish leader Masoud Barzani said the goal is to engage in dialogue with Baghdad on eventual secession. The Human Rights Watch office warns rival governments and armed militias in Libya are in violation of international humanitarian and human rights laws, and their abusive actions threaten the stability of the country. With more, Lisa Schlein for VOA from Geneva.
The report makes for grim reading. 6 years after former Libyan dictator Muammar Gaddafi was toppled, it finds armed groups, including the internationally recognized Government of National Accord and the opposition Libyan National Army and its allies, are creating havoc in the country. UN Deputy High Commissioner for Human Rights Kate Gilmore says these armed groups are committing widespread gross violations of human rights.
The people in Libya are quite simply sick and tired of this situation. Its impact is felt daily by children, women, and men across the country.
Gilmore says it is the people of Libya who are demanding decisive action to bring this dangerous situation to an end. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The UN is calling for perpetrators who have committed criminal actions to be brought before the International Criminal Court. Human Rights Watch has accused Cameroon of forcibly deporting Nigerians who have fled Boko Haram insurgent violence. Jerry Simpson heads the group's refugee rights program.
In our report, we have found that the Cameroonian military has been aggressive intercepting and screening Nigerian asylum seekers as they reach remote border areas in Cameroon, torturing people, accusing them of being members of Boko Haram, including women being Boko Haram wives, otherwise assaulting them, making their lives miserable while they trap them in these remote border areas and then violently deporting them back to Nigeria.
Cameroon authorities have denied the allegation. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.